Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Theme song. And they say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here to wait. I'll hold on to the wings of an eagle. Watch as they all fly away. And they're watching.
Sorry.
It was good. It was teamwork.
Do you think that's a better theme song than last week's theme song?
I think they're both the best theme song.
Do you think people will be impressed or annoyed?
Annoyed.
Cool. Welcome, everybody.
On with the show.
Hello. Welcome to episode 2 of Comic Book Movie, the official, what are we called? The Weekly Planet, the official podcast of comicbookmovie.com.
Leave it in.
Who cares? So basically, thank you for coming back. We really appreciate that. There were some noise issues with the last one, so if you sat through that and listened and responded, we really appreciate it. Don't we, Mason?
No, we do. We love it. It's great. I love listeners.
My name is Mr. Sunday, junior editor at comicbookmovie.com, and joining me this week is my co-host and friend, Nicholas Mason. Hello, Nick. Welcome.
Hi, James. Hi, friends. Hello, the internet.
It's good to be back. Okay, so basically this week, we thought, with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. making its debut, we thought maybe we could talk about comic book TV show adaptations, and the benefits of that, say, as opposed to doing it through a movie or a different medium like radio?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Cool.
Bring back the radio play.
Never bring back the radio play.
You know, they do those in England, yeah.
Maybe we should do a radio play.
No.
We probably shouldn't.
No, that's a terrible idea. The Doctor Who is big.
Radio they still do that.
Okay, they still do
that.
Do
they get Matt Smith?
They get Paul McGann. The
90s movie Doctor Who.
Yeah, the 90s movie Doctor Who, yeah.
Wow.
The fandom, they demand
it. Is it set in that era? Of Doctor Who?
You mean all time and space? Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a dumb question.
That was a dumb, really dumb question. Yeah. You fell right into that trap.
I did.
That time trap.
God damn it. Okay, so I thought maybe we could start off with talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and what we think of that show as of so far. Highly anticipated.
Mm.
Were you looking forward to it?
Yes. Because I love Clark Gregg.
Greg Clark. Carlson.
Yeah, Greg Clark.
Greg
Clark. Yeah. No research.
Which one is it?
It's Clark Gregg.
And it definitely is.
Three G's. Not all together, though.
What?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're obviously looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it. I was a bit underwhelmed by some of the promo stuff. That being said, I thought it was a pretty good debut.
Yes, I did. It's the Bring the Team Together episode.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I'm always a little underwhelmed by the team. Whenever you see a team show, and they bring them together, I'm always... They can't... Bust out all their quirks at once.
Do you think they should bring them together or just be like, this is the team, let's just start like this? Do you think it would have been better to do it like that?
I think bringing the team together is a cliche, but you're going to, yeah. Although the team was pretty much all together with the addition, you know, they just have to add.
That's true.
New guy.
Who? Sassy girl?
Sassy girl and new guy. Oh, they added two. You're right. You got me. So they added new guy who he doesn't work well
just
in quite, the team.
Just quickly, do you know anybody other than Phil Coulson? Do you know anybody else's name yet?
Ming-Na Wen.
That's her name.
Voice of Mulan. Oh, that, you mean
in the show, yeah.
In the character, no, I don't know. No.
Have they yet to grow on us and we love them like family?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look.
John Chisel is the main guy's name.
He's very chiseled.
He's so chiseled.
Yeah, good on him. Mm. But, all in all, it's kind of good how it ties in. Do you think they laid it a bit thick on mentioning things in the Avengers and Iron Man and all that kind of stuff, or do you think they would have that right kind of balance?
I think the balance was right. I think any less, and I think you'd wonder what world they were playing in.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know, there are a lot of generic superhero universes out there, and I think they needed little clips of the Avengers. They needed
So you mentioned, oh, the craziest thing, at the what used to be a Madden and Iron suit. Like, they have to throw those little kind of quips in. That was a line, right?
That was definitely a line, yeah. Sure. I think the balance was about right. They had to, the Extremis Soldier serum was a nice touch.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Do you think that was a good addition?
Well, it is.
I saw people online go, ugh, Extremis again. Oh, come on. Get over it, or whatever.
Well, I guess if Iron Man isn't around...
He's around. He just leaves the room in every scene.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Wow, he's missing out on a lot.
He sure is. He's busy.
I think, you know, one person with that power,
yeah,
where there are no Iron Man or no Thor around,
yeah,
he's going to be trouble. So I think...
Do you think he'll be a recurring character, though?
Well, he is one of Joss Whedon's...
best friends?
Yeah, one of his best friends. Oh. Well, he was in Angel.
Okay. I never saw Angel. Did you watch Angel?
Yes.
How do you think it stacks up against
every one of our listeners?
Every one of our listeners.
Buffy, Angel, maybe Dollhouse.
Castle.
Firefly. Castle, definitely Castle.
The one Bones? That guy's in Bones, isn't he?
No.
He is the guy from Angel.
Oh, he is.
Bones.
No, you're right. Okay, yeah. 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 Okay. They went up police procedurals. That's weird.
I've never seen that show.
Any of those shows?
No. I've seen Castle. I've seen Castle. Yeah. Mm. It's okay, I think. There's a comic book based on it. Do you know that?
Ooh.
Yeah. Should we get it? No. Should we read it to the listeners and explain the panels?
We definitely should do that. No, I'm against movie adaptations.
I'm against racism.
Yeah,
good. Sorry. Continue,
you made me look quite the fool with my being against certain comic books. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Where were we?
What do you think of it comparatively to his other series? So, say, let's go back to Buffy. Did you enjoy Buffy?
Very much so. Yeah. Buffy and her team were going through high school as I was going through high school.
Oh, okay, cool.
Same year. So
yeah, yeah.
I always imagined myself as part of the Scooby Gang.
Is that what they called them in the show?
Yeah, they were. So that's another point. Which
is that why she's in the Scooby Doo movie?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
it's a good point. But
it's a great point.
Buffy and Angel and Firefly, and I didn't see Dollhouse, but
I think I saw the first two.
Right. Well, they. Joss Whedon, in his writing, has always been quite genre savvy.
Yeah.
So the teens who fight monsters and solve mysteries
Super
call
teens.
Them. Yeah, we'll call themselves the Scooby Gang because they know kind of a.
So
they know what genre they're in.
So it's not like in The Walking Dead where they're like, "We gotta stop these walking flesh eating something."
I've never seen this before in any kind of recorded media. Or
is Shaun of the Dead the only really super popular zombie movie where they say zombie?
World War Z.
Oh, do they?
Very briefly, yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they like, is it in World War Z, which I like World War Z, you like World War Z?
Yes.
That was cool. But better than it should have been, that's for sure. But do they know that, you know what, doesn't matter. I'm just going to take that bit out.
They'll take the whole thing out. But yeah, no, they're very genre savvy, and yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. sort of continues that theme.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Coulson will jump out of the shadows.
Yeah.
And it'll be a dramatic moment, and then he'll undercut it by saying, hey, there was a bulb out.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
Good. Spoiler alert, anybody, possibly for the future.
There was a bulb out, guys. Spoiler alert.
Do you think he's an LMD, a life model decoy?
Oh, okay. Get
that's
this
a
already.
Popular theory.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I would be very disappointed if he is.
Yep.
Now, you know...
Why would that be, though?
Well, because I'll be disappointed because it's not him.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it's... It
but aren't they exact duplicates, so isn't it essentially him?
Well, physically they are, but... You know, and even if his mind has been copied in, the actual Coulson is dead.
Yeah.
So that's he's fictional, guys. But
oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
But if that's the case, then he's dead. Or if he's a clone.
Yeah.
Again, original Coulson dead.
Yeah.
So I would be disappointed in those two.
In any, maybe they'll do like the maybe that's kind of a red herring where he won't, because Joss Whedon seems like he's smart enough where he wouldn't. Put that clue in, and then it would just lead directly to that
right.
Him being an LMD.
Yeah,
so I would.
I'm okay with clone body and his old brain put in.
Okay,
I'm okay with LMD with his brain put in.
Yep.
I'm okay with him turning out to be the Vision in the future. Synthesoid the Vision.
Wouldn't that be a weird?
It would be such a weird twist.
Yeah, because the Vision's kind of serious and stoic, and yeah. Coulson's not really like that.
Well, you know.
Is he?
No. Hidden programming, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, there were some mock-ups on the released a while back on the internet as of Clark Gregg's Vision. Yeah,
I saw that. Greg Clark.
I'm sorry. I'm keep me speaking. I think Whedon is savvy enough that he knows. Whedon knows the rule, which is no one ever really dies in comics.
That's true.
Everybody appears to die, but they never actually die.
Yep.
Bringing someone physically back from the dead is a no go for the most part.
Yeah. Fair point.
So he's not going to be dead, but I think perhaps
there'll be some kind of twist where he's not.
Somebody had to go on a. Well, they haven't built the Marvel Universe sort of underworld yet, so nobody can go down to hell.
No.
And retrieve his.
Do you think they're going to get to that? Because they've introduced a little bit of magic with Thor, but even then they're like, it's also science.
Mm.
So do you think they're going to go full magic? Well, they're going to, because they're going to do, what's his name?
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Mm. And they can't be like, that's science. He's just flat out magic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Where were we?
I think as far as the show goes, it seems like a pretty strong start. I don't think I enjoyed it as much as the Firefly pilot. And I never really saw Buffy, so I think it's one of those things that that's of the time, isn't it? So if I went back and watched it, it would be kind of, do you think I would not enjoy
it? Is a little bit, it's quite 90s. Yeah. If you go back and watch an individual episode, it's a little bit 90s. A little bit. I'm doing a really 90s gesture. You can't see it.
But it's just so, a finger. It's just
so 90s. I really enjoyed it as a pilot.
Fly car?
I'm on board for that.
Yeah.
That's the classic 1960s S.H.I.E.L.D. sort of wacky gadget.
Yep,
like
yep.
Nick Fury back in the day in Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
There was a lot of ray guns and teleportation devices and quick removing disguising masks. And the flying car with the rotating wheels is kind of...
Call back to that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. So I think good start. 22 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on a while. I thought maybe when they do the mid-season break in the American summer. Mm-hmm. Sorry, American summer. American winter. It'll be our summer. Because it's different here, isn't it, the weather?
It sure is.
So, yeah, maybe we'll do like a mid-season kind of wrap-up where we'll do a show and we'll talk about how we think that's been going.
We'll see if the lead guy becomes a character. And not just a guy who doesn't work well in teams, but he's been put in a team.
Ah, do you think he will?
I think he'll learn to get along with other members of a team.
What a journey that will be.
Oh, it'll be such a good journey.
Cool. Okay, well, look, I thought maybe we could also talk about other successful recent comic book TV adaptations. Three big ones I've got down here.
Birds of Prey. I'm kidding, that was awful.
But
Mutant X, also awful.
Is that's a Marvel-owned thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I suspect...
That it's and terrible?
I know that. I've seen it.
That's not suspicious.
Okay, Birds of Prey and Mutant X hate watches for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure I watched most of the episodes and I hated every single second. I think so.
All of Birds of Prey.
There wasn't that many episodes.
Was she Catwoman's daughter as well, Batman and Catwoman's daughter?
I can't remember.
She had vague powers, didn't she?
They all had very vague powers. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Alfred was in it very
briefly. Do we have to get to it?
No, we don't. No. Well, Birds of Prey, one of the characters was... I guess Black Canary's daughter, and she had very vaguely defined mental powers. So whatever...
Not mental problems.
No, she had... Well, you know. But whatever, it was one of those scenarios where she was sort of the... She was the... When the writers painted themselves into a corner,
yeah.
She would suddenly develop a new power. Like, if she was trapped in some sort of cell, and the key was just over there, all of a sudden she had telekinesis. And
that's
she could,
very convenient.
It's incredibly convenient.
That actually, I think, spun out of, and I'm going to talk about this later, I'm going to do a Bruce Wayne or a Batman kind of esque TV series. Which they didn't end up doing because they rebooted Batman for Batman Begins. So I think they just went, well, we've got to do something, let's just make the worst show ever.
Yeah, exactly. We have some of the licenses. We can't say Bat and Man in the same sentence, but... You know, but Mutant X, I feel, and this is probably on the internet somewhere, I feel it's one of the cases where, much like Sony has to keep making Spider-Man movies in order to retain the license, Marvel had to keep a hold of the trademark Mutant in TV series, so they just made a show called Mutant X.
And that could block anybody from using that.
I guess so, yeah.
How is Mutant trademarked, though? Did Marvel invent that? That's not a term Marvel invented.
No, it's not.
Mutation is a thing, obviously.
Yeah.
But how would they... It's like saying, we own the word bread. Like, it's kind of... Well, not the same as that, but you know what I mean.
Disney
like,
might own the word bread. They have a lot of money. So, watch out for X-Bread.
But yeah, I thought... Yeah, so getting back to the three most popular. Walking Dead. You see much of that?
Half the first episode.
Half the first episode. See, I would say for Walking Dead, I'm a big fan of the comics. I've read... I'm probably a few issues behind, but I'm mostly up to that. Actually, I'm probably like 10 or maybe 15 behind. But I think... I'm such an expert on comics.
You're the worst. You're one of the worst comic fans and worst people. But continue.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so the Walking Dead, I thought it started really well. First two episodes are great. The rest of first season, not so great. Season two, most of it's set on a farm.
Define not so great.
It's not so great as in it kind of sets up this amazing premise... And then it just kind of goes round in circles. And, you know what? It's been like 3 years or whatever, maybe 2 years since I've seen it. And I just remember being very underwhelmed with the direction they went with it. The characters being nonsensical. And that steps up more in, season two, because it's essentially the whole, the first season's six episodes. Season two is longer. I can't remember how many. But, that's all set on a farm.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally people on a farm for, X amount of time. And I stopped watching it because I'm like, this is a very... It just dips in... No, not... The boredom level on that show. Uh-huh. And I know there's a lot of people out here who love that show, but that season is just... It's a tough watch. Hence why I stopped watching it. Knew that they were going to do the prison in season three. Came back then. Mm. Season three, big improvement. Rubbish finale.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Has it diverged from the comics a lot?
In a big way. Character deaths.
Yeah.
Even certain characters in it that, you know, don't appear in the comics or when they pop up. But it's basically, it's pretty much follows the basic story arc. Like the first bit being where they kind of, you know, they go to the farm and then they end up going to the prison. And then, spoiler alert if you haven't read the comics, they leave the prison when the governor attacks. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Governor Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Yeah. That's scary.
He is. He's a terrifying human being. But, what was I going to say? The governor attacks, the governor's then killed, and then they move on to a different place.
Interesting.
But it seems like because the prison, I think, is the most exciting part of the comic, or one of the strongest aspects of the comic, the governor is also probably one of the best villains, if not the best villain. So they, instead of killing the governor, they kind of do this weird cop-out, and then he'll be back in the next season. Mm. And they stay at the prison. Which I guess is fine, but it built to this big finale that then didn't pay off in any way. Hmm. Speaking of Smallville.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the finale of Smallville?
Yes.
Where they barely show him in the suit and cape and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people were really annoyed by that. I didn't watch Smallville all the way through. I stopped because, and I know people will probably hate me for this, Smallville's not very good. There are elements that are really good. I know there are specific seasons, specific episodes that are good. But as in general, it's a really long, drawn-out teen saga where he doesn't get the way that he develops his powers and he doesn't use things and he kind of finding out who he is and every other superhero in that world comes in and is like, I'm already Aquaman, look at me go. And Clark's like, oh, I don't know, what should I do? You know, like, that's what annoyed me about that show. Good Lex Luthor, though.
Very good, yeah. Yes. I don't know, I watched the first season of that fairly religiously. Yep. And then when it became clear it was...
Not going anywhere,
but it was very Monster of the Week.
Yeah,
and
it was
Monster of the Week, and in contrast to a genre-savvy show like Buffy or whatever Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be, they never figured out the pattern.
No.
Like, it was always like, oh, this person's been killed as if by a pack of wolves. Maybe it's that kid, the weird kid who has all the wolves and carries that green thing around his neck, and maybe he's suddenly gained the ability to turn into a wolf. Because remember last week?
With the bug man?
With the bug man, because he's a bug man and he had the power of bugs because of the green rock. Maybe that's happened again.
But usually it didn't turn out to be.
No.
No, it usually
didn't. No, it was always.
It was always that.
But they never figured it out.
No.
And apparently, the succeeding seasons broke from that formula.
Yeah.
But.
Still. Yeah. And then Lex Luthor left.
Uh-huh.
Lana Lang left, which I don't think people really cared about. Also, they spent so much of that. In, like, you know, like Clark and Lana, will they get together? What's going to happen? Anybody who knows anything about Superman knows that that's not going to happen.
Mm.
Not in the long term, anyway.
Yeah.
So why spend so much time on developing something that A, is boring, B, we know where it's going to go?
Mm. You might say that about Shakespeare, James.
I do say that about Shakespeare.
Wow. Although, Smallville, and I did go back, I dipped back in briefly in later seasons,
yep.
The Clark Kent Lois Lane proposal is probably the best version of that you will see.
Oh, really? Sort of What's that? Can you explain? I don't know what that is. Can you do it? Not do it. Can you act it out for
me? I'm on one knee right now. Okay. No, just watch it. It's on YouTube. All right, sure. Just check it out. It's, okay. It's quite moving.
Does he get home and he throws a ring at her and he's just like, let's do this, baby?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He just bit of coal and he crushes it into a diamond and he flicks it through her head. It's disturbing. It's really disturbing.
That is the best proposal I've ever heard.
Mm.
But yeah, obviously it has its place and it's continuing in the comics because I know that the next season of Smallville is in comic form.
Mm.
And it continues the adventures of Clark Kent as Superman.
Mm.
Never read it. Not gonna read it. Reddit? I'm not gonna Reddit.
You've never been on Reddit.
No.
Also, does he have the underpants or not the underpants?
That's a really good question. I think he does because my understanding is in the last episode where he puts on the suit and you sort of see him in it.
Uh-huh.
It's the Superman Returns-esque
suit. Oh, I see, right.
So it's got that kind of emblem and whatnot.
I don't know if Batman's in it.
Oh, he's not?
No, he is.
In the comic?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he meant the show. Yeah.
All right, no.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm.
I know that they didn't want to put Batman in, I think. I think they might have even had the rights to Bruce Wayne, though I might be wrong, and they didn't end up using him because he's in the
There was a series. Character early on in the series, and I think his name was Adam Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Which is clearly code for Batman.
It is.
And he was this kind of crime-solving kind of teen guy who was good at karate.
Ooh.
And everybody sort of assumed he was going to be Bruce Wayne traveling the country in search of skills
and
but then it turned out he was just a guy who was good at karate, so it's pretty great.
That's still pretty impressive.
It is,
being
isn't
really
it?
Good
yeah.
at karate.
I'm rubbish at karate.
I would say my karate skills are limited at best.
Wow.
Yeah, but I got another one on here. So
no underpants. Wait.
So we're just looking. He's got underpants there. I can see. No one on the right.
Yeah.
I think we should make a rule in the show where during the show we don't look up anything. We just take an educated guess.
Yeah, okay, good.
And then
right.
let people fire aggressive responses at us.
That sounds fantastic. All right, yep.
Or not. Like,
and also no underpants talk.
No underpants.
That's probably for the best.
So this is it forever.
Okay, good.
Okay, great.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Arrow, speaking of no underpants.
Yes.
Have you seen much of Arrow?
Not a single second of it.
Do you have any desire to see Arrow?
It seems a bit... Here's my problem with a lot of WB, CW programming.
There's too many good ones. Hard to choose.
Exactly. I've only got 24 hours in a day, and some of that I need to sleep. So I just put the headphones in, and I turn the brightness all the way down, and I just listen.
Cool.
Yeah, but the problem I have with those shows is I find every actor on board a little bit generic. It's always the standard CW actor, where I feel you could line up the guy that played Aquaman in Smallville.
Aquaman? And... with an O?
Yeah, Aquaman with an O. God. And you could line up the guy, the main guy, Oliver Queen and Arrow, and, you know...
Any generic blonde guy.
Yeah, exactly. And I would never be able to tell them apart.
All right, we'll set that up.
Oh, please, blind test. I'll do it. Whatever, man.
Look, I think it's actually an okay show.
Uh-huh.
I would say it's... I don't know if I enjoy it more than the other two, but I think they've got some element of the character right. It's essentially what I really boils down to. It's kind of Batman-esque, Christopher Nolan, dark, gritty, sort of 90210, sort of that kind of mix together.
Uh-huh.
And it sort of works. There's a they kind of resolve things in a little way. I think the main generic square-jawed blonde gentleman, I think that's his name, is... I think he's pretty good, especially, and the combat in it's quite good, what they do with him. It's kind of that Arkham City kind of fighting style, it looks like, they've kind of ripped from.
Now he's a man who habitually fires really sharp arrows at people.
And into.
Is there any blood? Is it?
I don't think there's a lot of blood, but people, he kills a few people.
Okay, that's all right.
So it's not like,
okay, I'm on board.
This is not like shoots with an arrow, and then he's like, oh, it's a trick arrow.
Yeah, I was going to say actually about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. combat, quite good.
Yeah, that was that thing where... At the start, where the guy beats up that guy in the apartment or whatever, those guys in the apartment. And then I like the bit when they talk to him over the radio and they're like, heads up, there's people coming. And
he's
like in the middle of a fight. That was quite funny.
Mm. So, Arrow.
Arrow. Yeah, look, I think I'll watch season two. Uh-huh. I think if you don't want to watch it, I don't think you're missing anything.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still not sure whether they would even work that into the DC movies. I don't think they will. I think they want to keep that separate. But I think if you did put him in, there would be a way to make it work. I know they're putting the Flash in season two of Arrow as well. And not like a guy who's...
super fast, but he never says the word Flash.
Yeah, but they're like literally
and they make
flash.
Sort of a bleak rep. Like, that guy left in a Flash, didn't he?
No. Yeah, so I think it's literally the Flash.
Which one?
I think it's Barry Allen.
Ooh.
I might be wrong. Let's not look it up.
Let's never look it up. Why would we? Could be. I'm going to say it's Wally West. Doesn't matter. No, that's pretty good. It's also often a really odd assortment of guest characters in these kind of shows.
Yeah.
Like Smallville had Martian Manhunter and it had Black Canary.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it had John Jones. I don't think they ever said Martian Manhunter.
Okay.
But, and Black Canary and...
And Hawkman.
And Stargirl, I think.
Stargirl?
Stargirl.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're limited by who you can pull from or who they'll let you pull from.
I guess there's probably like a bucket at DC Editorial, and it's just whatever we're not using, and you draw from the bucket.
Is that the same bucket they spit into?
I think it is, yeah. Yeah. The character spittoon. It really is. And I think this is an upcoming season, and Deathstroke the Terminator is going to be...
Yeah, well, Deathstroke's been in season one.
Have they said his name? Is he Slade Wilson?
He's Slade Wilson.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember whether they've actually said Deathstroke, but he's got the full costume.
Is he missing an eye?
Yeah, he's missing an
Ooh,
eye.
Oh, hello.
But, yeah, I can't remember how that happens.
Is he superpowered or is he just a regular guy?
He looks like a regular guy, yeah.
Okay, all
right. But I don't know. They haven't really touched on superpowers yet. The first thing will be, I would say the first look at that will be the Flash.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing I can't read the future.
You can a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to...
No, obviously. Don't want to brag. We'll
yeah.
save for later episodes.
It's a bit embarrassing.
It is, isn't it?
But, look, I wouldn't say I love any of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, most of them I can take or leave. Even though, like, I've watched all of Arrow, I've watched most of Walking Dead. I didn't watch a lot of Smallville. But I could, if they cancelled them, I would sleep very well at night.
Oh, right.
Not like, thank God they cancelled, but, like, I don't care.
Right.
But do you think, though, there is something to be said for making comic book adaptations into TV shows? Would you prefer to see more of that, less, the same amount, 20%, 80%, 33%, 42%, none of it? One of those options.
I like stuff on the television. It's
okay,
good.
That's interesting.
It is, yeah. I want to see more. I think this method of big budget movies and then a smaller budget
yeah.
kind of spin-off.
Well, that's what they're doing with The Dark Tower when they ever get that off the ground.
Oh.
Even though that's based on a book. So forget I said that.
We're not talking about books here.
Let's talk
there's
about
too many,
books.
There's too many words.
I'm sick of books.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Good.
They're for nerds also.
They are for nerds, that's right. Got that, books. I don't know. I mean, the advantages, and again, I think I've touched on this earlier, is that it gives you a chance to more fully realise storylines that perhaps you wouldn't see. Like,
that's true. Yep.
We're never going to, again, every... fourth Spider-Man movie is going to be an origin movie now.
I can't wait.
And every fourth Batman, every fourth Superman is going yeah. to be an origin again and again yeah, and again. Yeah. We're never going to get to we're never going to get into any of those deep story cuts that...
Like, say, Batman 10 years down the line or whatever. Yeah. I think that's what the new Batman's going to be in the Batman Superman movie.
Forget I said anything there. But there's a lot of... Like, if you remember the animated X-Men cartoon.
Yeah, great show.
That every conceivable... X-Men storyline they managed to squeeze in there because they had the time.
They did, yeah. Mm. That was a really well-made show. People
well,
were too busy watching. Well, for the time, right?
I guess so.
There was that and the Batman one, I'd say, were probably the standout ones from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not here to talk about cartoons because they're for nerds.
Oh, no. but I love... Oh.
But yeah, really good point. Like, yeah, you're right. You can do an entire story arc as opposed to you get an Iron Man film 1 year, you wait 2 or 3 years, you get another Iron Man film. Because you can kind of, you know, do a lot with it because it's week to week. But the problem is obviously, for a lot of it, budget. How do you make... That's why Smallville looks like shit. No, that's fine. But how do you make a big budget thing that looks not terrible? Full-blown superhero epic. Walking Dead's a bit different. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into that. A lot of CGI, a lot of puppetry, a lot of animatronics, a lot
puppetry.
Of makeup. Puppetry. Yeah, they're not puppets, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not looking it up.
No, why would you? But I feel, despite the fact that animation is for nerds, as we've just established,
yeah.
the budget effectively is unlimited because you can
That's very
you can
true.
Draw one man or 10,000,
yeah.
and it's essentially the same price.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I don't know.
Well, the DC, I think, are well ahead as well in the animated movie departments.
Mm.
The ones I've seen, well, not all of them, a lot of them, and then most of them are pretty good. Marvel ones, not so much. I mean, I know there was that anime Wolverine
uh-huh.
where he's all reedy and skinny and he's in Japan. And from what I've seen of it, not good in any way.
Right, good.
But tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong. Okay. I'm not going to watch it or look up any details, but you are wrong.
Yeah. Look, I'd like to see more of it, but yeah, I think the budget thing limits a lot what you can do well.
Yeah.
Which is why you do Arrow, because Arrow's just a guy.
He's...
And, yeah.
And I find costuming especially is a...
Oh,
I mean, when you think of the Man of Steel costume or even the...
I think of it all the time.
I know you do. Oh. But or even the Superman Returns costume.
Yeah.
There's so much tiny little detail.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of like this very fine sort of tessellated material. and it looks.
And then you look at Dean Cain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is very spandexy. Yeah. Very
really low neck on that one. Have you noticed?
I haven't looked.
The neckline's at like his nipples.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that was you know the '90s.
Isn't that now? Isn't that how cool people wear their t-shirts?
Yeah, scoop
really
neck.
Low?
A scoop neck. Scoop he was ahead neck. Of his time.
He was.
Kryptonian fashion was way ahead of its time.
And now he's dead.
He's not dead.
To us.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Finish.
Yeah, he is dead. Yeah. Yeah. No, but a lot of sort of CW kind of costuming does look kind of metallic-y spandex, yep. Kind of stripper clothes,
yeah.
To be honest.
But I think the Arrow costume's quite good, though it's like basically a leather outfit and a leather hood. But sometimes in the show, he paints like a green strip across his eyes.
Uh-huh.
And he has a voice-changing thing,
ooh.
Which I know you would love because you love the Batman voice.
I don't.
So
it's the
much.
Worst voice. It's but, embarrassing
and I
for
think
everyone.
It's quite that. I think they did that. As a response to, we can't make him talk in a dumb voice.
Right.
So that's how they did it.
Mm.
So, you know, there's elements of that show which work. Yeah, that's... Isn't life interesting?
It is, isn't it? Yeah, just the way it ebbs and flows, you know?
Yeah, look, I think maybe we'll probably see more of what's happening with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, where you've got your movies and you've got those tied throughout. But my problem, or my potential problem with, like, something like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? With a Z?
Yeah, they've all got shields. Didn't you see at the end of the first episode they crack open the box and they all get a shield?
I think I closed my eyes at that point.
Oh, right, well then, yeah.
Because I didn't want to know what was in the box.
Yeah, they all got Captain America shields.
Man.
It was great. But with their faces on them.
Each That's person. Nice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's so good.
Welcome to the team
Welcome
kind of
to the
thing.
Club, yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
That's really cool. But I think the Marvel movies are going to hit all the major points, all the big things are going to happen, and then the S.H.I.E.L.D. team is going to be dealing with the little stuff that maybe we don't so
the
much
mop-up.
Care about.
The
mop-up. Which
you know,
I know that's what
say,
it is.
Are you familiar with damage control?
I'm familiar with the term.
Right, well, in the 80s, 90s, it's still around.
I know, actually, I know this, so keep going. Yeah.
They still make occasional appearances. They are a sort of a company, they're a construction company, and
yeah.
Their job is to rebuild New York.
Is it DC?
That's
Marvel. DC,
their job is to rebuild New York every time all the superheroes and villains destroy it. I would like to see them make an appearance anywhere.
Is it just like surly construction workers?
Pretty
just
going,
like,
oh, yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
This bloody whatever. They're, Iron Man, more like Iron Jerk.
Exactly. Pretty. No,
that's my New York accent.
That's great. You've offended everyone we had left. It's great. No, it was a very funny series.
Cool. Well, maybe they'll work that into this.
I hope so.
No,
they won't, but I'd like to see them do that.
Yeah. But I think maybe that's a while ago. I mean, maybe DC will... there's a few upcoming shows, actually, that have just recently been announced. I think we spoke about this briefly last week. Commissioner Gordon TV series.
Uh-huh, sure.
Prequel.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if it would tie into the movies. I would say it probably wouldn't, or would kind of loosely tie in.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Smallville kind of loosely tied in the Superman Returns. Very loosely.
Uh-huh, sure.
But, yeah, what do you think of that? Do you think it takes all the least interesting, not the least interesting, because he's a great character, but do you think it takes all the kind of, I don't know, the element of, like, wackiness out of Batman?
Well, there's not going to be any, there's not going to be any costume villains, because in this sort of universe, I mean, it's not been explicitly said, but I think in this universe, all the costume crazies have come out of the woodwork
because of Batman. Yeah.
Because Batman's put on a costume, they're like, "Well, now is my time to shine." Also,
and hence why they all fuck off when he retires.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Gotham Central was a series about the people, the cops of Gotham.
Oh, the comic. You're talking about.
Yeah, Gordon was not really in it.
No,
so much, but
good.
It was interesting, but. Again, there were some costume villains to spice it up and make it different from a police procedural.
That's set at the same time, though, isn't it? That's
yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm cautiously optimistic about that. When you say it's been announced,
yeah,
is it just a concept or is
no?
It...
I think they're moving forward with it, and it's weird because they announced it, I think, the same day, if not very close to when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came out.
Wow.
So everyone's talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Then they're like, guess what? Everyone's favorite cop. Imagine when he's 22 at college.
That sounds very. That sounds very panicked counter-programming. Well, we've got.
That seems to be DC's kind of approach.
Well,
though.
We've got. Do you like the newsroom? Well, Perry White in secondary school. So he's
junior editor of the paper.
Yeah, it's great. He's going to solve mysteries. I think.
Played by Lawrence Fishburne still.
Oh,
he's
definitely.
As a high school
yeah.
kid.
Yes, absolutely. Right. So, yeah, I feel I'm not sure that What's going to distinguish it from a regular police procedural?
That's a very good question.
I don't think anything.
So you think if they took out the word Gotham, took out Commissioner Gordon, then it could just be any gritty cop show?
It could be literally anything. Unless they add, like, maybe colourful mob bosses or something. Like they add black
like
masks.
Like Dick Tracy?
Like a Dick Tracy. Like a flat top or a prune face or Mumbles, 88 Keys. I can go on. I won't. That's
why do you know so many Dick Tracy
villains? I don't know.
Yeah. Warren Beatty was pissed that they didn't make a sequel to that because they promised him a sequel. And then a few years ago, he took legal action. But then everybody said, shut up, Warren Beatty.
Come on, Warren
You're
Beatty.
Not famous anymore.
It's been several decades. Yeah. There's probably a reason they didn't make a sequel to that.
Al Pacino doesn't want to do it again. He's in that, isn't he? The first Dick Tracy.
Yep.
I haven't seen that in so long.
He's Big Boss?
Big Brom.
Yes. Good.
Like, I haven't seen that movie in maybe 15 years, so I couldn't tell you anything about that.
You should tell people stuff anyway.
Okay, basically it starts. so Constantine also just announced Constantine TV series, which throws out, we were talking about Constantine last week, the movie, and I said, or we were saying how the movie as in general is not that bad, considering everything that it changes about the law. But Constantine TV series, do you think that would be good?
How are they going to make it different from Supernatural?
They're going to make it exactly the same. They've come out and said that. Same characters, same names, same actors.
Well, interesting.
No, I don't know. Well, it's very, very early days.
I'm on board with any kind of paranormal show, but again, I don't know. I think they would have to introduce some sort of DC elements.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I don't know, Etrigan and the Demon, any kind of, you know, it'd need a decent supporting cast that we recognise. Again, otherwise it's just...
Like the Justice League Dark, maybe, if you remember those guys.
Yes, perhaps.
Yeah. Mm. You know there was a Swamp Thing TV show in, like, the 80s?
I think I've seen the VHS cover, sure.
Is it... Oh, I was going to say, is it good? Is the cover of that VHS good?
Yeah, it's so good. It looks very accurate. Very accurate.
I'd like to know what that's like. Mm. I bet it's the worst.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
But look, I don't know if it's an excellent idea. I think he's a good character, but... Guillermo del Toro wanted to do a Dark Justice League movie.
Uh-huh.
He's been talking about that for a while. But things seemed like it was moving ahead, and now that they're making this, I'm not sure how that affects that. It seems to me unclear at this point. Are DC going to tie their TV shows in, or are they going to do it separate, as a separate thing?
Well, they've never really, aside from that, this very vague Superman Returns Smallville thing you've mentioned. But I think they've...
Which may just be in my head.
Yeah, and I think they've swept... Superman Returns has been swept under the rug. Yep. I don't feel...
Not in our hearts, though.
No, definitely not. I don't feel any connection between any DC movies. Marvel, I think...
Yeah.
There's that shared universe. But again, if they're going to reboot Batman again and put him in the Man of Steel universe, then it's a new universe again. I don't feel they're going to...
Yeah, it's weird, because they don't seem to make any kind of effort in that regard. So, do you think there's... So far, what have been your favourite book-based TV shows? I know you loved Human Target, which I've never seen.
I loved season one of Human Target. There were two seasons. Season one is, I think, very good.
Yeah.
Season two, awful.
Even better.
No, it's awful.
But it's the same cast and everything, right? It follows on, doesn't it?
More.
Are they connected?
No, there's... Well, what I find interesting is I think the first one was quite gritty and quite dark, and he had a lot of... the main character had a lot of... And again, it is actually quite different from the comic book series.
Because he doesn't change his appearance.
No, the original Human Target was a guy who would change his appearance. He was a bodyguard who would take on the appearance of...
Henry Human Target.
Henry Human Target, exactly. He would take on the appearance of the person he was protecting and become them.
Like The Saint.
Yeah.
The movie The Saint with Val Kilmer.
Don't remember it.
Sorry.
And until the bad guy struck and then he would... But I guess in a TV situation, it would become increasingly unrealistic as how is he going to dress as a woman? Is he going to dress as...
Does he do that in the comic?
No, I don't think he does.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
So he only protects men?
I guess so.
Sexist!
Of the same height and build. Yeah. But it was good and it was gritty. It had Jackie Earle Haley as one of his...
He's great.
He's great in everything. And the combat was really good.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. But second season, I think...
Didn't they retool it or something?
The whole thing was retooled. The characters got backed by an uptight billionaire or something like that. And she, and what was interesting is her,
what?
Yeah, and so they,
why?
All their financial woes were gone. And then,
so that takes the element of like, yeah, are we going to be here next week?
And a lot away? Of, a lot of the hand-to-hand combat got a lot worse. They started CGIing all the muzzle flashes on the guns.
Oh, that, see, that never looks good.
It looks terrible. Yeah,
there's a billion YouTube videos that exactly. have that, and none of them look
how,
good.
How expensive could blanks possibly be? And what the, I think the production team knew because the millionaire's name is Poochie.
Like from The Simpsons.
Like from The Simpsons. And they totally Poochied the show up and they added a character named Poochie. And I think,
for those unfamiliar, Itchy and Scratchy Show, is that?
Yeah, they added an additional character named
Poochie. A radical 90s dog called Poochie.
Yeah, that ruined him, yeah.
Well, that's, I bet that's not a mistake.
No, surely. That's deliberate, surely.
There you go. Mm. I don't think I actually have a favourite comic book TV show. Again, I watch a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't, like I said.
Your heart's really full of hate.
So much hate.
So much.
I think I could die at any minute.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I thought maybe also I could run you through some... Oh, is there anything else you want to say about comic book movies before we move on to something else?
No.
Speaking of comic book TV... Just... That's it.
Just shut up.
Okay.
Change the subject, idiot. What's wrong with you?
There's...
I don't want to run this show. You run this show.
I'm running. I'm trying.
Okay, good.
I'm trying my best. I'm not good at this, all right? It's my first day. Second day.
You've never used a computer before.
I've never seen a computer.
Wow.
Yeah, there's been a ton of proposed comic book TV shows over the years.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you're familiar with a bunch of them. I thought maybe we'd run through a few. I've picked out some in particular.
The 1970s Spider-Man TV show thing.
No, I'm talking about
shows
that never got off the ground.
Oh, I'm ready then.
And that one somehow got off the ground.
It really did, yeah.
Jeez. Have you seen, you've seen a bit of that show, right?
Yes. It's, I loved it as a kid. I
really?
Loved it. Yeah. There was one where there was these college students, they were building an atomic bomb for some vague reason that I can't really remember.
For fun?
Yeah, probably for fun. Just thrills. Just, you know, just for kicks. Just as a goof.
Let me guess what happens.
Yep.
Spider-Man comes in his plane, takes it out over the ocean.
Yeah, and then exactly. He does do that. Yeah. Great.
In his spider plane.
In his spider plane, yeah.
That's probably my favourite Spider-Man vehicle.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
You know what annoys me about when you see, like, I don't know why this annoys me, because who
is it? Is this an action figure thing?
Yeah, it's an action figure thing, yeah, where it's like, look at Spider-Man with his spider car.
He does have a spider car.
Does he?
He did have a spider car.
Well, then I'm an idiot.
Well, it was a storyline for, I think, from the 70s, where he got sponsored by some company and they gave him a spider car, but it was terrible.
I'm going to say something.
Yes.
Everything from the 70s is the worst.
Wow.
Everything.
What about disco dancing?
Oh, yeah.
As a thing, as a concept. Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Well...
But no, I think you're right. They're always giving... I saw the Flash on a motorcycle a little while back.
He would need a motorcycle, though, when he gets tired. So that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Because have you seen how fast he runs?
Oh, he runs really fast.
Yeah,
he could probably do with a motorcycle.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay, good.
When it's like Superman will have, like, a weapon, like a gun or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He, when he can fly faster than a bullet,
yep.
Do you need to fire a bullet?
No. Do you watch Heroes?
I try not to. I watched the first season,
uh-huh.
Didn't mind it, started the second,
mm-hmm.
Nonsense. Doesn't that show just go...
It disintegrates bananas. Very rapidly, yeah.
Yeah.
And and again, in terms of character death, there is a... Second season, there was a... At the end of the first season, one of the characters who can draw visions of the future sees a character die,
yep.
And it's the character who's got horn-rimmed glasses. He's the father of the cheerleader.
He's my favourite man in
the
world.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't he be? So you, imagine you were scared about this... This vision.
Potentially.
And so one of the plot arcs of this second season was how's he going to get out of this?
This is the blood thing.
And yeah, and
he
doesn't. He gets shot in the head and he dies, definitively dies, and then he's injected with the blood of his daughter, who's not his actual daughter, but his adopted daughter, and he comes back to life.
Thank God.
From the gunshot wound to the brain. And then it's never mentioned again. Well, like, it's very...
That's like the mad... Like, you can solve anything in that show now.
Yeah,
you introduce something where... Why is there any threat?
It changed the whole universe.
Yeah.
They could have just carried like backpacks full of her blood because she's an endlessly renewable resource.
Yeah.
But it was never like it was at one point.
And not bad to look at either, am I right?
My goodness. And at one point, Zachary Quinto's character, Siler. Yeah, Spock. Mr. Spock, thank you. At one point, I think he even uses the line, give me the heal anything blood. Like that's an actual line in the. So we. It just made, like, you can't introduce that kind of thing, but at the same time, once you do, It's changed the whole world.
It does, yeah. They didn't think that through.
They really didn't. That was a pain in the corner.
Well, like they say in the comics, nobody ever dies except Bucky and Stan Lee. Not Stan Lee.
No.
What's that rule? You told me that rule.
The rule is, well, it used to be that no one ever really dies in comics except Bucky.
Who's back.
Who's back. Jason Todd, who's back. And Uncle Ben.
Who's not back.
Oh, I think he came back briefly in some sort of alternate timeline.
Oh, cool.
But then they killed him again. Spider-Man killed him again, just on principle.
Because that's everything that he is.
Yeah, exactly. Can't
have him running around.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Sorry, Uncle.
So there was this show. I wasn't familiar with this. Some two people on Twitter were telling me about it. A Junior Jamronovitz.
What?
That's the guy that Tammy told me.
Oh, right.
On Twitter. And the guy Brian, Six Wheel Don. Great blokes. Anyway, they were telling me about this show called The Graysons, based on the life of Dick Grayson before his parents were killed. What do you think?
When did this come out?
Well, it didn't come out. They canceled
it. Oh, it's hypothetically.
It's hypothetical. But basically, so I think the idea was he's in the circus still.
Uh-huh. Are they going to solve circus-based crimes?
Yeah, circus-based crimes.
With acrobatics.
Yeah.
This is Jim Carter, the TV series. Do you remember Jim Carter?
What's Jim Carter?
It was a guy and he fought people with acrobatics.
Oh, that's good. Good on him.
With karate skills and... Wait. Gymnastic skills and karate kills, I think was the tagline. It was going to be 22 episodes of that, I would assume.
And they made 400 because it was so good?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Mm. Wow, when did that come out?
80s, the movie.
I missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. You missed out on something special.
So do you want me to read you the synopsis?
Okay. No, I do.
Okay.
It'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Dick Grayson, the idea was that he faces typical youth challenges.
Drugs.
Yeah, I thought something.
Peer pressure.
I thought like skateboarding competitions.
Skateboarding competitions, yep. Yeah.
So he faces typical youth challenges, romances, rivalries, and family issues. Does any of that appeal to you?
No.
Also, I don't think they'd be able to call him Robin, obviously.
Right.
Because he gets that name after Batman scoops him up when he's crying.
But he'd
so
be
much.
Wearing a lot of green pants and red t-shirts.
Well, that's the traditional outfit, though. Because he's in his Flying Grayson's costume, one that he kind of adapts into the Robin costume. Uh-huh. In some incarnations.
Sure.
So obviously they could never call him Robin. So there's a whole lot of things there. It's like taking the least interesting part of his life and then focusing on it. Which seems to be a big push in these TV shows based on massive superheroes.
Uh-huh.
They just take the least interesting thing that they can afford to do and then make that.
Mm.
I just don't understand it.
Well, it's cheap.
Also, he wouldn't be called Dick Grayson. Guess what they call him? Guess what his name is?
Robin Grayson?
No. DJ.
Is Jay even his middle name? I don't know if
it is. I don't know.
No.
Let's look it up.
Let's not look it up after the show. We'll wait for comments.
All right, I got another one. I'm going to give you the info on this and then you tell me what it is.
Okay.
Okay?
All right,
I think you'll be able to get it pretty quickly.
Okay.
It's about a teenager again.
Oh.
The supporting characters...
Youths. I hate them. Continue.
The supporting characters include a grandfather type, two-faced friends, one trustful cop, and an empire the hero would inherit. Who is it? Who am I?
Is it Batman?
It's Batman.
Okay, good.
Young teenage Bruce Wayne.
They should have called it Young Batman.
Now, this is the reasoning behind this being a show.
I thought this was going to be a twist. I thought it was going to be like...
No, that's it. Sorry, I didn't know. I was surprised you didn't get it earlier.
No.
You were looking for the trick.
Yeah, I was looking for a trick.
Yeah, no tricks.
Oh, wow.
So according to the writer, the reason for the story, the way it is, that everybody knows the origin of Batman. You know the origin of Batman, right?
Yeah, he was like an alien.
Comes from space. It's the ring of power.
Yeah, gets a ring of power, yeah.
Throws it into Mordor.
Yeah, and then he's given big hawk wings.
Yeah.
And a mace.
And then he kills Voldemort at the end.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
So good, isn't it?
but he's saying, though, that the origin of Batman, what happened before that, is never really covered properly. That's the story he wants to show.
The training of Batman.
Not even, because he's a teenager. So he's still in Gotham. And he's like, Alfred, you're not my real dad. And
so teen problems?
Teen problems.
Teen romances?
No.
Rivalries?
Yes.
two-faced
friends?
Two-faced friends. Karate?
Karate.
Skateboarding tricks. Razor scooter.
Yeah. Race.
Nerf guns?
Yeah, Nerf guns, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Anything extreme from the 90s you can think of. Though that wasn't from the 90s. This was actually, funnily enough, this was the show that they developed before Smallville.
Oh.
And then they obviously didn't end up doing it,
uh-huh.
I think because they rebooted Batman. But they had a rough kind of cast outline. There was rumoured for some people going up for it. Sean Ashmore, you would know him as...
Iceman?
Yep,
Wait,
Iceman.
So or the other one.
He's in Animorphs.
No.
Oh, there's twins. There's two of them, isn't there?
Which one is it? He's... Get your facts right. Don't bother. Why would you? He's Iceman or the other guy in that other thing that we saw.
Yep. Now, I don't know who this guy is, but I know where he's from, but I don't know which one he is from that show.
Yep.
David Krumholtz.
Oh, from Numbers.
Yeah, from Numbers.
And 10 Things I Hate About You.
Which one's he in that?
He's the Numbers guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, yeah.
The guy that solves all the FBI's cases using numbers because they're far too inept to do anything. You know, they can't figure out anything. They can't interrogate a guy. They need numbers to interrogate a guy.
How did that show run for more than one episode?
I don't know. And furthermore, how did that entire FBI team not get fired many, many years ago? Because they can't figure out anything without maths. What a convenient system. Anyway, continue.
Great show, though.
Who was Krumholtz going to be?
He was going to be Jim Gordon. So now that I know who he is, that doesn't line up.
No.
Maybe I got that wrong, but that's...
Seems wrong.
Yeah. This is a good one. Michael Rosenbaum.
Yep.
Lex Luthor.
Uh-huh.
Harvey Dent.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
I'd be cool with that.
He's good. Yeah. Sure.
I think he would have been the two-faced friends that I was referring to before. Do you think that could have been him?
Yes.
Okay. What a twist.
I know, right?
Now, this was shelved, yeah, because they were rebooting it. The pilot script is apparently online. Do you want to read it?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. We'll get it at some point. I haven't read it. I saw it there.
Do you want to do a dramatic reading of it?
Do it. Oh, do I ever. Can I do my New York accent?
Yes.
Forget about it!
Nice, good.
Get me some pizza, New York style.
I don't want pizza, though. That's his other personality. Oh, yes. It's Two-Face.
So, yeah, when they tried to get it off the ground again, that failed. So then that's why they made Birds of Prey, our favourite show.
Brilliant. Nice work, DC. Just swigs a promise and just piss it all away, why don't you, DC? God.
Okay, this one I actually was looking forward to, and I think it's a shame that I never make it. I have no idea how they were going to pull it off.
Okay, I'm ready.
But they were going to make an Incredible Hulk, just not so long ago, TV series, a reboot of the 80s one, obviously. And I think it might have spun off from the movies. It might have been its own separate thing. Guillermo del Toro, I never know how to say his name right. Is that how you say it?
I say Guillermo.
What do I say?
I don't know, I don't really listen when you're
talking. Him, that was cancelled after the Avengers came out. Everyone went, oh, you can make something with the Hulk that's not just okay.
Yeah.
So they cancelled that. But they're going to use, like, animatronics and a bit of CGI and a bit of this and a bit of that. I don't know how they would have pulled that off convincingly. Because he's a very tricky person.
There would be a lot of weird camera angles, I think. I don't think it would ever...
Yeah. But I think that's, of all the ones here, I think that's that one I would actually be interested in seeing.
Yeah, I think they would probably remake a lot of the old Bill Bixby episodes.
Will they bring back Bill Bixby's corpse? Because that's been established last week.
But dead. As like a supporting character, like his kindly
uncle. Like in the background, like a puppet?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, cool. What a great show.
So good.
I don't really have anything else to say about that, but other than that would have been interesting.
Well, remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does. Mm. There was also one, it was a pilot episode for an Aquaman TV show. They actually filmed this one.
Yep.
Haven't seen it. But the idea came after Arthur Curry, who I believe is Aquaman. Is that how you say it?
That is Aquaman, yes.
He makes an appearance on Smallville, which is strange because Smallville's in Kansas, which is like dead center of the US, right?
Right, sure. But they have
water.
Yeah, they have water.
But that ended up being the biggest episode of that season. So they thought, let's make an Aquaman TV series. They scrapped the guy from Smallville. You're like,
oh, that's right.
Thanks for playing. Beat it, jerk.
Yeah, you can't carry a series.
No, and they got rid of him, and they got a different guy. Now, the powers that he had in the show, do these fit with Aquaman? I'm gonna ask you. Breathe underwater.
Yep.
That's a given. Swim as fast as a jet. Now, because he can outswim Superman, can't he?
I wouldn't think so.
Because apparently there's a scene in the pilot, which I haven't seen, where there's a jet flying overhead, and he's swimming underneath, and they're going, like, the same speed. Until the water runs out.
Right, exactly. And then he hits the shore. And there's a thump. All right, I'll give him that. That's fine.
He's got super strength, but only underwater. Now, my understanding of Aquaman is he's got super strength all the time.
Yes.
On some levels, anyway. And he's got that cool suit. Well, cool.
Kind of underwater character. He's a B-lister, and...
I really like Aquaman. Yeah. A lot of people hate him. Have you read the New 52 Aquaman or any of it?
No.
Pretty good.
Okay.
But
because he's a B-lister, these sort of powers are quite variable. Yeah. He might... Like, Marvel Submariner, he's superhumanly strong.
Yeah.
But and when he gets wet, he gets even more superhumanly strong.
Does he get taller?
No, Regan's same size. Yeah. Like fungus. He just expands.
Like a sponge.
Yeah, like a sponge. Oh, I guess cool. That would... Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
And also, when exposed to water on land, he gets super strength. So say he can put his foot in the bucket of water and then punch your guy really hard.
That'd be great. Okay, I'm on board with that.
So yeah, the show apparently isn't that bad. Well, the pilot that a company merger went through, show was axed. But apparently it was released on iTunes and people were okay with it. But again, we'll never see it.
James, let's buy it on iTunes. Wink. Let's buy it off iTunes.
Let's legitimately download it, for everything.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Never steal from the internet.
Don't do that.
Rude. Wonder Woman TV show. Recently.
I've seen the pilot for that.
I haven't seen it. I've got here famously terrible. Is it famously terrible?
It's not great. Interestingly, she's got three...
That's what I've got here,
She's got three identities.
Tell me about that.
Okay, so she's Wonder Woman, but she's also... Diana Prince,
yep.
Who's like the head of, I think she's, it's a Hippolyta Industries.
A what?
Hippolyta Industries.
Hip-hop Industries.
Yes.
Like Jay-Z.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What is Hippolyta?
She's the head of Death Row Records. No, Hippolyta is her mother.
Oh, yeah, I know that. God.
So,
everyone hates me now.
Yeah, they do. Of course they did. If they didn't hate you before, and they did. But, so she's the head of this company, and she's sort of this shrewd, tough businesswoman.
As she would be.
But she's also got a third... identity, where she's just like a girl living life in the big city, and she's sitting on the couch eating froyo and a Jimmy Jams, and she's got a cat, maybe, I think. I don't know what that character's called. It's probably also Diana, but...
Then isn't she her own assistant in it?
I can't
Isn't, like, she's an assistant for that company? And...
Yeah.
This is just from what I've read. I don't know this.
Yeah, potentially, sure. But...
Did you think she was alright as Wonder Woman? Adriana Palicki, I think her name is? She was in G.I. Joe Retaliation. Which is probably the worst G.I. Joe film.
Huh. Tough race, wasn't it?
Or not. I don't know. Who knows? Actually, I can't remember. I reviewed it, but I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, look, she was pretty good. She had the look.
Yeah, because a lot of people, when she came out, they're like, what do you mean she's wearing pants? She's too skinny. What a bitch. Yeah. Every comment
that. Exactly, yeah.
But I thought she was...
Well, I think the lesson there is don't be a woman on the internet, because people will hate you for no reason. People will hate you for being not good looking enough or too good looking. Or any combination, or any point on that scale.
Do you think people, though, now have a lot of time for sexy nerd girls?
Yes. But yeah, I think she looked all right. She looked Wonder Woman. She looked the part.
Yeah.
The three identities was odd and
unnecessary. Why three?
I don't...
With Wonder Woman...
Yep.
Forgive my ignorance on this.
Yes.
Does everybody know she's Wonder Woman?
She's not...
Because I think sometimes they do, is that right?
Yeah, she's one of those characters who've been rebooted a lot of times.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think, how can you keep track of everything?
U52, I don't know.
Yeah.
The last incarnation, I think she was just Wonder Woman all the time.
Yeah.
She just hung out on Amazon Island and just did Wonder Woman
stuff.
Doing
push-ups.
Just doing heaps of push-ups. Just so many.
Great.
Yeah.
Was her boyfriend in it? I can't remember his name. Steve Trevor, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet there was some friction there.
I'd say they probably didn't get along. Like, I don't really remember, but I would say they probably didn't get along.
I think they're going to actually try to do it again. But also, there was just a rumor happening that Wonder Woman might make an appearance in Batman Superman. So when, just before they're out to fight, apparently she's going to run in and go, stop, guys!
Yeah.
And then they won't fight.
I baked some cookies, guys.
That's safe, though, because if they fought, somebody would get hurt.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
So they're going to reboot that, apparently. Well, there's talk of rebooting it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows anything? Not us.
Not
that's
us.
For sure.
No, exactly. Yeah, it was fine. Liz Hurley was the villain.
Yeah. Okay with that.
I think it might have been poison cosmetics, though, or something. So that's not...
Like a Joker toxin? Or just like a flat-out poison where that's arsenic, you're dead?
Yeah, I think
also,
like that.
Also, where's the money in poison cosmetics?
Don't know.
Could you sell it and people would be like, this is poison, don't use it. I wouldn't use a poison cosmetic.
Mm.
Not again. Fool me once, Mason! few others here that we can just talk about briefly. You familiar with Lock and Key? The comic?
I've seen the cover.
Yeah, I don't know much about
it. I've heard good things.
Yeah, apparently it's amazing. It's one of those ones I've been meaning to read. There was a pilot was made of that that didn't get picked up, which apparently is okay. There was also, and I didn't know this one at all, failed Black Widow / Daredevil show from the 70s that never got off the ground.
Interesting.
Not really.
No, it wouldn't have been interesting.
I think it was, I read as well, David Bowie's wife, who I don't know what her name is, was the one pushing for that, because I think she owned the rights at one point.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go. There's also a failed Doctor Strange pilot.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that like?
I haven't seen it, but we should watch it.
We shouldn't.
I bet it's available for purchase on iTunes. Let's purchase it on iTunes.
You know what we should do, because we're good guys? Give out our iTunes account. Everyone can download it for free. On us.
Oh, yeah. We are good guys, aren't we?
But just download the one, guys. Yeah, don't download other stuff, because come on.
Watch it all together.
Yeah.
In one big room and watch it all together. Yeah, no, I would... I'm fascinated to see that.
Yeah, well, obviously, that never happened. But there was also a David Hasselhoff, Nick Fury,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, exactly.
I've only seen clips of it. Mm-hmm. Not good. Have you seen it?
I think so, way back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good, you're right.
But he still comes out every now and then on Twitter, Hasselhoff, when he's not drunk and eating a burger off the floor.
Sure.
Insulting, like, sassing the current Nick Fury.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Like, Stan Lee said I was better. You're a jerk. Like, he just constantly. And I don't know whether Samuel L. Jackson would even respond, because what does he care?
Yeah, exactly.
But let it go, man. I mean, come on.
Nick Fury's not even white in the comics anymore.
No. Even the regular universe. Really?
He's got a illegitimate son who's black. And now he's left S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And his son is now a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. So he's taken the name Nick Fury.
So he's not the original one, though?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're trying to get everything in line. It's like when Spider-Man came out and then they changed it to organic web suit shooters.
Exactly,
and they changed it back. And then they probably changed it again and then changed it back. And then they changed the suit.
Yeah.
And they changed his origin, but then they changed it back.
Yeah. When I find when a movie version of a character is successful, they will tweak the comic book version to make it...
X-Men.
X-Men, exactly, sure. But when the movie's not successful, they'll move it away. And I think having...
Green Lantern,
exactly. I haven't seen Steel yet, but...
we will!
Yeah, I do remember the comic book version.
Yeah.
It was tweaked to be less like Superman for a while. They got rid of the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
And a lot of other little details. And then Steel, the movie, came out. And then S.H.I.E.L.D. went right back on. And they just moved it as far away from
And they wrote on his back, not Shaq.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. But yeah, there was also... This one is famously terrible. There's a Justice League of America pilot from 1996.
Sure.
Yeah, never seen the whole thing. Here's the lineup. You ready?
I'm ready.
You're probably familiar with this. The Flash? Sure. Guy Gardner, Green Lantern?
Yeah, okay.
Ray Palmer?
The Atom? Yeah,
Palmer. Palmer?
Palmer. You've seen that word before. What's wrong with you?
Martian Manhunter, played famously by David Ogden Steers from MASH.
From MASH, sure.
And Ice and Fire?
Yeah, they were Justice League Europe characters.
I've never heard of them. And I know everything about
them. Yeah, I know you do. Exactly. No, they were sort of a double act. Were they
brother and sister or something?
No, they're both women.
Are they sister and sister?
No.
Are they the band Sister to Sister? Is that a group? I can't remember.
No, they were like... Two bestest buddies.
Good.
In Justice League Europe, which was kind of the... Justice League Europe and Justice League International were kind of the joke. They were the... Back in the day, the Justice League was a comedic series, mostly. And they were...
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious gags.
God, yeah. back in the day, They were B-list back in the day, sure.
Yeah.
But I imagine they were cheap to acquire the rights to, so
there
they are.
Okay. Well, there you go. Also,
Also, Fire was green, so that's gonna...
What?
That's gonna mess with... Green Lantern and Martian Manhunter. So
I think that would just...
That's way too much green on that team.
And that would
frankly.
Also mess with their, I don't know, I'm going to say...
Karma?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Whatever. Okay, so, critics said it had poor special effects, bad costumes, it deviated too much from the source material, with one critic saying it was 80 minutes of his life that he'll never get back.
I've said that about a lot of stuff, though, in fairness.
Yeah. Yeah, but also they said David Ogden Steers, which again, I like David Ogden Steers. I think he's great in MASH. Do you like MASH? I don't think anybody likes MASH anymore.
No.
Not that MASH is of my time, but I've seen a lot of it since. Not a fan, are you?
What do you love MASH so much?
Do you
much?
Want to do
so
a MASH-centric podcast?
No!
Are there any MASH comic spin-offs? Do you want to write one with me?
I guess so, yeah.
Can you draw? Because I can't draw.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, his weight was criticised.
Uh-huh.
So can you imagine, right? He does a show... He knows it's terrible. He looks ridiculous. And then people go, your show sucks.
And you're fat.
Yeah, exactly. And on a more personal level, you're a really fat guy.
Great.
Yeah, so...
Because Martian Manhunter is kind of... He's shirtless, essentially, but with... Back in the day, especially, he had the bandolier, but he was shirtless, so...
Yeah.
I mean, they could have fixed that. They could have fixed that with a better costume.
They could have. But why would you mess with that? From the pictures I've seen and any of the footage, every costume in that is garbage. I think the Flash one is okay, but if somebody gave it to me as a Halloween gift, I would never wear it.
Yeah, you'd burn it. I understand.
I would never wear it. We don't really do Halloween here, do we?
No.
A little bit. Americans.
The wacky traditions.
So I thought maybe...
We traded Halloween for free healthcare. How do you like that, America?
Oh, we should get super political. Do you
want to? I think we definitely should.
Because I think we're of that kind of people where we're very informed.
We know a lot about everything, so why wouldn't we?
I thought, just to cap things off, we're a bit over an hour, so basically I thought, is there any comic books that you would like to see adapted into TV shows? I've got a couple. Thoughts.
Okay. Starman. Have you seen? Are you familiar with Starman?
I'm familiar with Starman.
Although, I feel that they would ruin it. But I think, I don't know. People before the Watchmen movie came out, a lot of people said this should be a 12-part HBO miniseries or something like that.
True.
And they nutted out and was fine in the movies. But I think at this point, HBO or Showtime or Showcase or whatever, they've done enough genre-specific shows that I think people are on board with that sort of thing and they could maybe take a crack at it. I would see it if it's maturely written, as the series was.
Yep.
And
they rebooted that in a big way, that really good version of Starman, didn't they? Who did it? I think I'm thinking of something else.
I think you're thinking of something else, yeah. No, it's... It's just been the one.
I'll edit that out.
81 issues. Yeah, edit that out.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, well, sure. Mm. I definitely see that. I put down, you know, Robert Kirkman, obviously, wrote Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. You introduced me to this comic, Invincible.
Ooh!
I remember when you said you should read this or whatever, and I went, it's new superhero. They're rarely any good.
Uh-huh.
Invincible's amazing.
It is,
an amazing comic. It lends itself to it. I think it's got a long kind of sweeping saga, good story arcs. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. You could never actually
there's
do it.
There's not the budget.
There's so much.
There's
going
so much
on
outer
that.
Space mayhem. There's so much destruction.
Aliens and blood and it's what I love about that comic is it's so bright and colourful and comic book looking, but it's just really twisted and violent. And, and the characters are really, the dialogue's really good. It's really well written. Mm. Everybody should read Invincible if you haven't already.
Mm.
But no, I don't think they can do it.
Okay, you'd like to see it happen.
I'd love to see it happen.
It won't.
No. But look, at the same time, though, I think we're getting towards where we can do more things. You look at Game of Thrones, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously limited by its budget, and you can see it in some of the things it does, like the dire wolves don't look great in certain parts, whatever. For a TV CGI dragon, they're pretty good TV CGI dragons.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you look back at Sliders, or any CGI at any point from the 90s, or even recently in TV shows, most of it's very brief, or very garbage, or both. And I think we're getting towards more stuff being shown at home. Things like that. I think we might see. It's not maybe not Invincible, but something like that one day, or not. So
yeah,
I got one more.
Okay, go for it.
Are you familiar with Rust by Royden Lepp?
No, but I'll look it up later.
Yeah. So it's. I think it lends itself to being like a little mini series.
What's it about?
It's about basically a guy on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
His name's George Harrison. No, that's not. I made that up. I can't remember his name. But anyway, a boy with a rocket pack crash lands through his barn. Has this fight with this kind of old war kind of robot, and it's just about the story unfolds on the farm. There's two volumes.
Yep.
It's visually very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's well written. Not a lot of dialogue, but it's just, I think because you could set it on a farm, you've got elements of CGI and special effects, it would be possible to do it. I think that one would actually be possible.
I'm on board.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm.
So I think that's pretty much it. Is there anything else that you think could be adapted?
No. Mm. I don't think there are any more comic book properties. You know what? There's actually a comic called Chew.
Oh, yeah.
Which is about an investigator for the Food and Drug Administration who can determine... He can see the story of a piece of food when he eats it. So he can eat a carrot and feel its whole journey from where it was grown. But he can also do that if he eats a portion of a person.
Do they make him do that or does he choose to do it?
Well, you know, it's a little from column A, a little from column B when you think about
That's
it.
That's gross.
It's gross, but it's a great series.
it's good
fun.
I've heard that.
Mm. I would say that.
Cool. Yeah, me too.
And that would kind of be in the... I feel people were ready for that. They're kind of pushing daisies kind of...
Yep.
And there's a love interest and kind of, you know, it's a...
A little bit quirky, you know?
A little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, definitely. Mm. Okay, well, do you want to plug your Twitter handle? No.
We have a Twitter now. We have a Twitter.
Oh,
yeah,
we got a Twitter, sorry. So if you want to go to at, what is it? Weekly, what do we call it?
Start again. Good Lord.
At Weekly Planet Pod.
That's the one.
We've got a Facebook page. I set up a Facebook page.
Oh, thank you.
We've got a Twitter page. Mm-hmm. Come check us out. Oh, you can also, I've got Mr. Sunday Movies, my YouTube,
Send us
Twitter.
Long, rambly emails at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. And we'll read them out on this show. No. No, we won't.
No. No.
So, yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening, guys. Just remember, now that the world isn't ending, it's love that I'm sending to you. It isn't the love of a hero, and that's why I fear it won't do. Dun, 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 dun. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.